Earth Justice Managing Attorney Deborah Goldberg says she feels confident bringing the case before the court because home rule is protected by the state constitution, and New York isn't alone.
If the court is concerned about what the practical implications might be, then we know that there are other states around the country that do allow local bans on oil and gas drilling within municipal borders and nevertheless don't have any problem with supporting an oil and gas industry.
She says states like Oklahoma, Texas, California, and Illinois all allow drilling bans similar to the one Dryden is hoping the court will uphold. Earth Justice, which is representing the town pro bono, joined town representatives and environmentalists at a pre-hearing presser at the Legislative Office Building in Albany hours before the appearing. Attorney Helene Slache is an environmental activist who's been involved in the Dryden case from the beginning. She says she expects the courts to uphold the state's February 2012 Supreme Court ruling in favor of Dryden.
Despite the general inability of the legislature to agree and pass very many progressive-type laws, that if the court did rule against the communities here, that there would be a tremendous call for the legislature and for Governor Cuomo to rectify that and to make it clear that here in New York we respect community rights and people have the ability to say no.
Dryden has been locked in a dispute over fracking after the town board unanimously decided to ban the practice in August of 2011. That following February, the oil and gas company sued the town. And in May of 2013, the appellate court upheld Dryden's right to home rule. In Albany, I'm Jenna Flanagan for the Innovation Trail.